We dedicate our learning to Zeich HaNishmas HaKadoshim Shanaflu HaKiddush Hashem on October 7th, and unfortunately continue to fall HaKiddush Hashem. We make special reference to Daniel, had the zechus of going to Daniel Peretz's Levaya and paying a shiva call today to the Peretz family, specifically to Rabbi Daron Peretz, who have a personal connection with. We spent a number of Pesachs together with them, and just to hear the stories of Giborim, we definitely need the story of the Megillah, and there's a lot of heroes there, but to hear the stories about the Giborim of October 7th and the ones that continue is amazing. And we should be Zoyche, those that shared in today, being Makabel Oma Chut Shamayim, for the Chatufim, we should be Zoyche to see only Besoris Toivis, they should all be let free, and all the Cholim should be cured. And this should be a very, very special Purim here at Hashem. So speaking about Purim, it's something that doesn't apply to you at all. I thought we would speak about drinking on Purim, since it doesn't apply to anybody in the room, except for, me, I guess, me, and the people not listening in the back. So I think it's a fascinating topic, because if I was to write the topic on Why You Torah Tonight, I would call it, drinking on Purim, a modern problem. What do I mean by a modern problem? Because I wonder, I shouldn't even say a modern problem, an orthodox problem, a frum problem. Why? Because it seems to be, as hopefully we'll learn the sources today, that it's so obvious to me that the normative shitos, and in fact, Rav Rimon in his Sefer has a beautiful, he's got the charts and the whole thing, right? He has a beautiful outlay of understanding that, yes, it is a machlokes in the Rishonim, and the basic machlokes is really how do we interpret a Gemara. But it's interesting to me that I think that this whole inyan got misinterpreted, because the question is, if we're firm, do we take the way we want to be? Do we say, this is the way I want the halacha to look, and then all of a sudden quote some obscure source and say, the reason why I get drunk is because of that? And it's really all based on, obviously, a pasuk from the Megillah that tells us that it's Yinei Mishtava Simcha. So we know that Mishtava Simcha reminds us that it has to do with something to do with wine. And then we know the famous Gemara on Daf, the second source, on the Megillah, Daf Zayin, Amud Beis. If you didn't hear this Gemara, you've been sleeping. Amar Rava. Rava says, Mechayev Inish, Mevesuei Adlo Yoda, Bein Baruch Haman LeBaruch Morechai. So clearly, Besume Rashi says, no machlikas, Besume means Lishtakir Beyayin. You have a mitzvah to get drunk, it seems. But then we tell the story about Rava and Rabbi Zera. They invited each other. There is, by the way, I don't want to call it a hiddur, but it seems to be quite obvious that, but generally when we have a suda, so everybody's invited to the suda. You invite your friends, your family, everybody comes, everybody has sudas with this family and that family, these friends, that friends, there's machlikasim on the block, who's invited, who doesn't, who's got the better suda on the block. Yeah, I understand. Anyway, so they invited each other to the suda. Oh. So as any suda, they got a besume, Rashi's besume, yishtakir b'yayin. Kam Rava v'shachat l'Rabbi Zera. I hate when that happens. He got up and he killed him. Shachat. He
was very easy to kill.
Right, right. Or maybe that was his costume. He was a gladiator. He had that. Fine. Lamachar, the next day, by Rechmani v'chayi. He woke up and he says, oh my God, what did I do? He got up from his drunken stupor. V'chayi. Right? Some of the more modern day mafarshim say, it wasn't a nace, it wasn't this heebie jeebie stuff that he did, he wasn't LEO. He gave him CPR or whatever. Okay. Amr Lehe is my favorite part. The next year he comes to him and Rava says, hey, last year was so much fun. Do you want to come to my house? Amr Lehe, he says to him, are you mad? Are you crazy? I'm not coming to your house. Why am I not coming to your house? Because you killed me last year. Don't you remember when you killed me? Right? So, ladies. Clearly, very, very problematic. Right? So, comes along.
Here you go.
Comes along, Rav Zera, and says, I don't understand. Right? Ladies, we're discussing your favorite topic, getting drunk on Purim. So, how do we interpret this Gemara, right? Let's go only to the same thing. We started the Gemara by discussing the following case. Right? We started the Gemara by saying Chayiv Inish LeBesume. We said that Besume is talking about what? Getting drunk. So the question is, what is this story in the Gemara teaching us? Right? What is the story trying to teach us? The story tells us about a story about Rava and Rav Zeira. They get so drunk that Rava goes up and does something. I'm not going to say the word kill, whatever. Maybe killed him or whatever. Hurt him. Right, shachat, right? I'm stumbling means to kill, but okay. Shechita usually means to kill. So what is the Gemara coming to teach us? Anybody have any ideas?
Right.
So that's true. And in fact, Rav Rimon, of course, because he's such a genius and is able to bring every source, brings the sources. Now, obviously, the majority of sources hold like I do. Hey, you have to drink, but you better be careful. It better not be crazy drinking, because look what you can do. Look at the effects. And nowadays, obviously, and there are actually modern day postgim who say that because today we have things called cars, and we could kill people, that nobody holds this way anymore. You should not get drunk, right? And there may be other reasons for it. I'm not talking about the age of the person. There's nobody, none of you are allowed to get drunk. This is obvious, I know. No question about it. So what do we do with this Gemara? So as I said, you're right. So the Rishonim grapple with this from the Meiri to the Rush to the Ran to discuss, well, maybe we're talking about it's basically telling you a story that exemplifies this midah of getting drunk. Look how much you have to get drunk. You could even hurt another person. And there's a famous, in Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah discusses, what if you hurt somebody today? What if you do something on Purim that you certainly regret, you didn't even know that you did, and you wake up in the morning, you see somebody's windows broken, you see you're sleeping, this really happened, a student in Leva Torah went to the Suda, and unfortunately, he got drunk, and the next morning, the Rebbe's wife woke up and went to the bathroom and realized that the boy had been sleeping in the bathroom, in the bath. And she opened up to take a shower, and he was in there. I guess he didn't know. I don't know how this guy was so drunk that he didn't at some point wake up and say, my head's hurting me. What am I sleeping in? Okay, whatever. So people do. So maybe it's the other way around. The other is shut up and say, no.
Doesn't the Gemara say, though, that it's like, lo b'chorim ka'ash misa?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. So the Gemara ends. I'm sorry. I didn't say that right. Amar lei, this is the third line, lo b'chol shasa v'shasa b'chadash nisa. Because I'm not coming to your house, says Rabbi Zeira. Are you crazy? Remember what happened last year? You killed me, you know, or you hurt me. Whatever we want to interpret that mean to mean. Are you mad? Are you serious? I'm not coming to your house. Not every year is a nace going to happen. So that, by the way, would make it seem like it wasn't just that he gave him CPR, or maybe he did, and it 100%. It seems to qualify the statement. However, what's so interesting is the following. If you look at source number 4. Our major source in Halacha is, of course, the Rambam. Look at the Rambam says, asher timsa yodov. It shows the yayin, ad yistaker, v'yirdom b'shichrotah. Oh, so he says, I'll tell you what this suda is about. It's very easy what you should do. What happens when a person drinks a little bit and they fall asleep? What happens when you're sleeping? You have no das. Somebody that's sleeping has no das. A famous brisker, I don't know, I'm sure it's not true, the story. He told a story about the brisker Rav, that they had a very small sukkah in Yerushalayim, in the yeshiva in Brisk, and they didn't know what to do. So he came with this great idea. Some guys would go to sleep at 8 o'clock, and they would fall asleep. And when they were all sleeping, they would take them out of the sukkah and put the next section in, and they would go in. What would happen? You have no das when you're sleeping, and therefore you're not chayiv in sukkah when you have no das. It doesn't make sense. It sounds like Purim Torah to me. But in any case, you have no das when you're sleeping. That's true. So therefore, that is the Rambam's interpretation of Chayiv Inish LeBesume. Besume means you drink a little bit, we'll see in a moment, maybe more than you normally drink, which hopefully is nothing, so you're going to have a little bit of a cup of 5% lady wine, I call it. Sorry, but that's what I call it. You know, the breezer, like a lady drinks, you know what I'm talking about, right? That's what I drink, because I'm a lady, I guess, but I'm a big fan of the Moscato, you know, what's it called? What's the, everybody likes the Blue Bottle? What's that called? I was told to ask, and if anybody got it, your parents want to talk to you. They're outside now. How did you know what it was called? You know, because I know it's called Bartanura. Okay, anyway. Oh, this one? Okay, anyway. So, now, if you were to say to me, oh, come on, the Rambam, you know, he's that Sfardi, he's so strict. Let's take the Hasidish approach for a moment. The Sfas Emes in source number 5. Sfas Emes, you can't get more Hasidish than the Ger Rebbe. So he says, what has happened? Shama Gemara, Mechayiv Inish LeBesum LePoya. What does it mean? Nir LeFarish. This is on the Gemara itself. The Ein HaKavanah Shemechayiv LeShtaker Kol Kach. He's not talking about getting so drunk. Achlo Yoda. El Mechol Yom Mechayiv LeOsek BeMishta. It's, he believes, and this is a Machlokes, Rav Soloveitchik may not believe this in his piece, he writes, but that the whole day is a Mishta. And therefore, what's going to happen when you get drunk, obviously? You're not going to be able to have Mishta. Delo yada adayin chayiv alav lehafuki kishyegia l'shir zeh afilu koydim hashir yotzeh. So Mistami is talking about, you get like a little bit tipsy, a little bit. But he doesn't say this, but it seems to be against greater logic when you know by getting drunk you won't be able to perform the mitzvahs of the day. Now, even if you've done the mitzvahs of the day, but you won't be able to bench, you won't be able to daven ma'ariv, God knows you may not be able to get up for shacharis in the morning. So it seems to be very problematic according to the Sfas Emes, according to the Rambam so far. Oh, so interestingly enough, the Rambam generally is the Shulchan Aruch's best friend. Like, the Shulchan Aruch normally always quotes the Rambam. And here it's interesting, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say anything. He says, Chayv Inish LeBesume, Ad Lo Yada. Literally, he quotes the Gemara, Ben Arur Haman LeBaruch Mordechai. Nothing, doesn't say a word. The Ramah picks up on this in source number 6 and says, Hagah, v'yesh omrim, de'ein tzarech lishtaker kolchach. Don't get so drunk, right? Who says that? It's really the Rambam. Right, isn't it funny? Ela sheyishte yoter mi lemudo, the kolbo. V'yashon mitoch kishena. V'ein oda ben orchon, right? He says, it's his greatest thing. It's not exactly the Rambam. He said he's quoting the kolbo, who says, have more than you normally have. Hopefully, the more that you normally have is a small amount. Okay, so maybe you're very machmir. I don't know what your families do, right? My family, unfortunately, is a grape juice family. But if you're not a grape juice family, so your father makes kiddush on Friday night on one cup of wine.
So what do we? I know that didn't happen.
What? Where? Malt potatoes, yes. At the Maltas.
Yeah, so he.
Listen, there's a story about the Gedolim story. Yes, go ahead.
He didn't drink the expensive wine. He drank the 6%.
I don't know, it doesn't say anything here about expensive, not expensive.
You know what I mean?
Like, I know what you mean. So probably means, according to the Ramah, it seems, have a cup of wine. The Ma'ariel says. What happens when you sleep, says the Ma'ariel? When you're sleeping, you don't know what you're doing, and therefore you've lost das, shkoyach yir yotze zayin. If you want to be, like, amazing and be able to do all the mitzvahs, listen to what Rabbi Willig says, Rosh Hashiva and YU. We quoted him a few weeks ago. Rabbi Willig says, I have a great idea. Okay? He says, go to shacharis in the morning. This is what I actually do. I try to go to, let's say, Vasikin. So I go to Vasikin. I come home. Nobody's up in the world. Nobody's up. And I have a meal. I'm sorry if this disgusts you. Ladies, you'll probably be disgusted by this because it's like 6:30 in the morning. And I put in, I'm making hot dogs for everyone. So I put in, I'm not, just so you understand, American hot dogs, not this Goisha, you know, chicken hot dogs, fako thing. Yeah, you know, now not, you know, everybody's talking about Zalman's just over, it's better than Zalman's, A&H. Okay, anyway, weiter. So I'll have a hot dog with a roll, right? Hot dog in a bun. I'll have a cup of wine at 6:30 in the morning, whatever time it's going to be, 7 o'clock in the morning. And I'll take a little nappy. And guess what? According to the Rambam, I was Yotze. According to the Roma, I was Yotze. And now my whole day is great now. I had a little bit of wine. That's all I have to have, according to the... I think that's so logical, it appears to me. I don't know. The Mishnah Berurah. Shazeh mipnei rishonah shenitul nekama rabba fine. And then he says, v'nei kodum shenishtakir nosim bivade todol Hashem Yisbarach. He says, wait, don't take this out of context. This is a terrible thing. I'm sorry to Motzi Lavs on our own community, the beautiful, beautiful Ramat Beit Shemesh. But I'm sure you know that it's very unsafe to drive your car and deliver Shalach Matas. Everybody jumping on the cars, especially B'nai Yerushalayim, they come, all these yeshivas come, and they're jumping on the cars and they're going crazy. There's no chiyuv to get, nobody, there's no chumra in the world that says you should get drunk. If you're B'nai Yerushalayim, get drunk and you know, I want to be a machmir. No, nobody says it. Certainly there's no mitzvah to get drunk at night. In fact, interestingly enough, Rav Rimon, the part I did photocopy, I forgot to bring it, but the part I did photocopy talks about... Why do we drink wine? So first of all, he has a whole piece on whether or not we should even drink, is it only wine? He does bring some poiskim who say that you can drink other types of alcohol. like the breezers and stuff, but mistama, that's not really what a person should do.
If it makes you not know in between
Baruch. Yeah, so but mistama, anybody who sleeps, it would, and that's what the Rama says here in Hay. What does he say? Mutoch v'chein roi lasois. He says, the Prima Gadam says this as well. So, he says, I don't understand. Why wouldn't you follow the Rama? Do what I'm saying you should do. That's the right thing to do. So, before we continue, I want to discuss with you a very interesting question. Right? Maybe somebody here wants to guess, but why would we even for a moment say that you can drink on Purim? It is so against our religion. We are not, the Rambam writes this. He almost like brings it as an issa daraisa. For a person to get drunk, right? To get drunk, it's holeless. It's disgusting. It's what non-Jewish people do. They get drunk and on the side of the streets. What's going on over here? How can it be that there is even a mitzvah chayv in l'shir basume? What's going on over here? What, it was one day of the year that we pretend like we're not Jewish? Well, I understand. Anybody have an idea? Why is even a chavim? Why are we even discussing this? Anybody?
That you don't know in between how
long. Okay, so what?
But that's like the point of time. Like,
so I want to read you. I want to read you from the Penine Halacha.
Everything fructose.
Okay, we'll see. The Penine Halacha says the following thing. He says like this. Before I read the Penine Halacha, I'll read you the El Yerabah. The El Yerabah here in source number 8 says the following thing. The Im Toimar, if you're going to ask, as you just did, Rabbi Hartstein, Heich Yitchaivu Chazal, Masha Niskar, Betoiras, Ubenevium, Bubakama Makoimas, Shashichrus Michel Gadol. Getting drunk is a terrible thing. Tell your parents I said that. I'll tell you why we want you to have a little wine. Because all the nisim that happened in the Megillah happened because of parties. Because Vashti, he was drunk or she was drunk at the party and he wanted her to come out. And that's how Esther got to the scene. And Haman, the whole thing of him falling on her and famously...
make us be going like them.
Right? Hopefully not. Okay. So comes along, you don't have this on your sheets, but comes along Rav Melamed in his Panini Halacha, and he says like this. Exactly what I just said. Mavusha. How can it be? That Hashichrus... getting drunk is maguna of all level de michshel madul in starchpo. He says, I'll give you a reason. One, all the nisim happened. This is the Abu Dhram. That we did already. He doesn't say the Abu Dhram, but okay, that's the Abu Dhram. Al de yayin. Vashti, Haman, fine. But then he says, let's go omik yoser. And there, so lechein, I'll just read you the end. He go remet michshel rabim. Aval bepurim kasher shoysim v'smechim yeshua zasem lahaz kirenes. That's a little bit what the Mishnah Berurah said. The Mishnah Berurah, if you remember, I quoted the Mishnah Berurah in source number 6, said, make sure to give toidah to Hashem. Don't do it for the wrong reason. It's not just mutter to drink for no reason. It has to be b'toyer sasu, the sort of salvagic rites. He says, there's no such thing as that, because the inyan of simcha mishnah, he thinks, is in the suda only. But then he says, let's go bo amok yoter. Let's go deeper. Shepur mitgala hakadusha hanischos shab Yisrael. Do you know why we're alive today? Do you know why we are so successful, the Jews? Right now, I've already seen two clips of this. Two famous comedians. One was Elon Gold and somebody else. They basically said this idea. So, isn't Hamas, excuse me for saying this in a shul, but isn't Hamas stupid? How stupid are they? Don't they realize that the story of the Megillah? Don't they realize Sinwar's ears is going to be Humatash one day? Like, I don't understand. Like, don't they know the Nischos of Am Yisrael? This is what he's saying. Everything's for good. In the beginning, you read the beginning of the Megillah. If you didn't ever read it before, you'd be like, oh no, this is going to be bad. Haman, ooh, bad, boo. You know, b'tchila kera, b'sofo, al davrim b'harafochu. What happens when you're drunk? You have no shlita. We live in a world where all we do all the time is try to figure things out. No. This is why. No. I do this because I have to do it. No. If it doesn't make sense, I don't want to do it. That's what our life is about, right? That's what we generally say. Right? That's the idea. So, nichnas Avishai, nichnas dayin yotza sod. What's the sod? The sod is that we don't know anything. I know it sounds weird, but being a Jew is saying, I don't know why this happened. I can't explain it, but I know it's Latova. I know there's a good reason why it happened. The od yoser amok. And now I'm going to give you the last reason, and it's real deep, says the Panini Halacha. And he says like this, Kiklal batoira, the teidat sricha lahadrich et achayim kasher holich b'derech zeh. You should live your life with what I'm about to tell you. He simcha elish simchato migvul kefir herkator. Ulam hamadrega al yona shel amuna shezoichim lo bepurim. The highest level is the amuna we take on Purim is an yodea shemanhiget ulam l'tova. I know, right? Ad lo yada that I lo yada. I know that I don't know. What does that mean? I can't explain everything. Guess what? When you're drunk, you can't explain everything. That's ad lo yada. That's the minug of the olam. Ani mevatlim es dato mekabim vaso. That is deveikas Hashem. Ad lo yada is that there's a hashkacha in the world, not what the other nations believe. There's somebody watching over me. I can't explain everything. Ad lo yada is the point where your mind, I can't, right? All of a sudden, you don't even know who's Baruch Mordechai. But yeah, you know the famous Gemara, Olam Hafach Reisi. I saw this world that was upside down, right? That's the world. We don't understand why things happen, right? Why are the good people, bad things, all these different things. So I think that this is the explanation over here. That's what's going on over here. Now, I want to be honest with you, because I'm an honest guy. Rav Sternbuch, on the next page, in source number 12, says, Hartstein's wrong. This is what he says. V'nira da'af te'ikur divrei chazal, pshutim ubruim, hadar kipash pashto. He says, because there are a lot of poiskim who say that you can drink. But how can it be? He says, listen, Hartstein's giving you a shear, but he's not being honest with you. He's not being honest. I want to be honest with you. You know what the honest truth is? The honest truth is that a lot of rabbis say you should get drunk. So how can it be? How can it be? I could just discount it and quote you a Mishnah Berurah and a Ramah and a Rambam, who else, that say that you're not really supposed to do that. And even according to the sources that say, there's modern day sources who say that's not true anymore because of the world that we live in and what's happening, how alcohol is treated and we shouldn't do that anymore. As Rav Rimon quotes. And he says, I'll tell you why. Listen to this. This is source number 12 if you want to look on. B'nira bir hadavar, v'yachol istaber. Because you all know what Purim is all about. Right? We know what Purim is all about. Kol B'Seder? Yeah? So, what's Purim all about? We know that famous Maimer Chazal. Everybody heard this one. You know Yom Kippur? A few months ago, 6 months ago, Yom Kippur. You know what Yom Kippur stands for? Yom Arizal. Yom Kippur. It's not on the same level as Purim. Explains Rav Sternbuch, I'll tell you why. Because, don't tell anybody, but Yom Kippur's a fake day. You were here, Yom Kippur, right? You're sitting in the shul and everybody's wearing white, right? Everybody's wearing white. They're crying and they're clapping. Oh, okay. Oh, you're a bunch of fakers, right? You just fasted, hopefully. You fasted a whole day. Shkoyach, wowie, you're such a tzaddikim. You fast for 25 hours. Anybody can fast. Be pretend he's a malach for 25 hours. But he says, Rav Sternbuch, but now comes 6 months later, literally half a year, and God says, okay, Tachlis, who are you now? Let me see who you are. Let's see who you are. Put a little wine in you. That's the avodah of Purim. Libesume ad lo yada. Ad lo yada mamish. We call makam amar baruch morish megarish gufo kishur letoiv letzadikim. I'm sorry to say this, but I teach in a little yeshiva, and I've seen guys get drunk, and they don't look good. They don't look good. There's like one or two guys that go up to the Aron and they're kissing it all day, and they, I love you, Hashem, I love you. Most guys are not like that, right? I'm sure they come to you, those guys don't get drunk. That's what Rav Sternbuch is basically saying. Listen, if you're a good drunk, I always remember going to Rav Nevenzel's house. And Rav Nevenzel was, I don't want to say drunk, I don't know, he was definitely shikker. And because of that, Rav Sabato came from Malei Adumim, and they were playing a game. It was the coolest game I've ever seen. where basically somebody would open up any Gemara. They wouldn't tell them what Gemara. And they would point to a thing, and they would say the first two words, and Rav Sabata would say the rest of it. And then Rav Nevin says, like, that's not so hard. I'll tell you those words backwards. So he said, it's Chaf Dalet and Bava Metzia. And he picked a word, he said, oh, Bava Metzia, and he reads it backwards. It was Madra. Okay, that's Nichnas Yan Yitzchak. That's who he really is. He's a Gadol Sheba
Gedolah. Also, then all the Yeshiva boys who they really
are. Right, exactly. That's the problem. So that's not a good thing. Famously, there's an Abudraham, one of the great and important sources, and he's the Hilchas Tefillah Maven. He says, "V'im tomer hey chayvu chachamim. How can they do this?" He says, "This is look what happened to Lot. Look what happened to Noach. Shekol anisha shenasa Yisrael. They Achashverosh haya b'mishta. So it must be that that's Rav Yatsa Hamelech Mishta Godol b'chol sarisav, and therefore we do that kolomar nasa yodea mishta Yisraelu. And therefore we want to show what the Golus Yisrael is all about. Okay, it's good." Then Rav Kook writes the following thing. Hapasuk me'id lo tichte shelo ya'ario davar takala yodeha ki mitzvah mugunah hachinamar l'chol mitzvahs ein lachush l'takala rak b'chol makom lo matzinu mitzvah bazeh rak hayom, only on this day. Why? Because Purim becomes a mitzvah. So the question is, can we as Jews take something that is negative and make it... Well, the answer is, of course, yes, right? You make kiddush, we use wine. You go to a wedding ceremony, you go to a bris, all these things that are a little bit different and that can be interpreted in the wrong way, we're mekadosh it. We start Shabbos. Tomorrow night, we start Shabbos with kiddush, kedusha. I want to show you what I could really do with a day. That's the idea over here. That's the whole godless of the day itself. The Maharal writes in Or Chadash, "Shishtias hayayin de matzav shebo adam lo misugal in huget atzmo be'ezrat haseichel." And he says, maybe that's a good thing not to have a seichel every so often. Why? Mitzad atzmam lo hayol lahem chua rakvay. That we spend so much time, especially in the generation we live in, trying to make things make sense, and that leads to something that's not actually a good thing. That's what he writes. And I think that that's a very, very important thing. Maybe once a year even, to have that. Just to summarize. So, the majority of the poskim today quote that it is the inappropriate thing for a person to actually get drunk as drunk, especially if he knows what drunk is. Even Rav Sternbach, who is Mekel, and says, oh, come on, you really should, but not if you know you're going to do it in the wrong way. And even though it's a machlekes of different Rishonim, we pointed out that the Rambam and the Rama, the Shulchan Aruch, I can't say, because we don't know what he says exactly, and so many other poskim seem to agree, like the Rambam, and the Mishnah Berurah, and the Ramah, that this is not an appropriate thing, and there's a kunz, there's a way to get out of it. Either you're drinking and falling asleep, or you're drinking a little bit, and you get a little bit shicker, tipsy a little bit, or something like that. Probably only B'Torah Suda. Nobody says it applies at night, right? Again, that seems to be the inyan. Now, it is quite obvious, that this can only be done if there's not a dina de malchus dina against what I'm saying. What do I mean by that? If there's a law of the land that says that you're not allowed to do this, you're not allowed to do it. And therefore, anybody who's under here in Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, under the age of 18, I guess your parents are, you know, are allowed to violate the law for you. But mistoma, that means that a person should not drink. And there wouldn't be this halachas would apply. The same way, right, obviously, there are certain things that people can't do. You have people who are sick. This comes up on Pesach, Dal Kosas. Right? They can't have wine. They don't like the taste of wine. So that's certainly not going to provide them with any simcha. It's going to be the opposite. They're going to get a headache. And I know the famous Gemara is Pesach, the headache from one Pesach to the other. But not on this day. Not on this day. And again, I just want to end off by saying that one of the things that bothered me is that people bend over backwards to find a shita that fits in with their lifestyle. I want to get drunk on this day. So therefore, I'm going to find that one shita. And if I ask the person who gets it, who are you following when you're doing this? You're not really following the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, so you have Rav Rimon. Baruch Hashem, he's Rav Rimon. He's got all the different shitas. Right? You're going to find me. There's the Meiri really says, okay, Shkoyach, that's true. But I don't think that's the way we should live our halachic life. We should find normative halacha. And if you don't know what the normative halacha is, you have a rabbi. You say, Rav, what, how do we hold? How do we paskin? I think that's a very, very important part of this integral and important mitzvah. And therefore, I really caution how the mitzvah should be celebrated. And I'm telling you this now as teenagers, that this is the way we should live our halachic lives. Always asking questions and making sure, is this really the halachic way? Is this what Hashem wants from me at this particular time?